We're back. You're tuned into 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and it's Know Your States, Know Your Community. Right now, we're moving on to the Silver State, the Sagebrush State, the Battleborn State, the 31st most populous state in the country, home to more than 3 million people. About 3,260,000 people live in the 36th state in the Union. Came into the Union on October 31st, 1864, one of those Civil War states that I'm guessing contributes to its name. We're talking to someone from Nevada, and that someone is Jennifer Ball. Thanks for being here, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And where are you from within the state, within Nevada?
I was born in Reno, Nevada, raised in Sparks for a short while and back to Reno. However, I'm a fifth generation Nevadan, so I really see myself as a regional Reno person. My mother's family, fifth generation, goes from Washoe Valley, Carson Valley, all the way to Smith Valley and Mason Valley. And that includes the Paiute tribal lands and the Washoe tribal lands. And my father's from Lake Tahoe region in California originally, so I also experienced the mountains of Lake Tahoe. So Pyramid Lake, north of Reno, 35 miles, and Lake Tahoe about 30 miles in the western direction.
So five generations in Nevada, what year or year about the, what time did they arrive?
Probably, I'm guessing 1840s. And yeah. I don't know the full story of my great-great-grandmother's parents who were German, and they landed in Aurora, Nevada, which is now a ghost town. And they were silver miners. And probably cattle ranchers.
Yeah. How was the mining business?
They loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did you do? What does one do growing up in, say again the name of the town?
Reno, Nevada.
Well, Reno. Okay. Reno we know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reno is what? The best little city in the world or something like that?
Right.
So, yeah, so biggest little city in the world.
Sin City after Virginia City. And then Las Vegas is the true Sin City, which is 8-hour drive south of Reno. Uh-huh.
Nevada is such an interesting, I mean, just looking at the political geography of it on the map, where they drew the borders.
Right.
It's the state I always forget actually shares a border with Idaho. But right. Yeah, it's our southern neighbor.
Right.
And yet then you think about how far south it goes. Once you get to Las Vegas, you're in, you know, that's
Arizona.
That's, yeah. Then you're close to the Mexican border. I mean, you're within a several hours drive of the other part of the next country down.
Right, right. Yeah. The Spanish conquistadors brought the wild Mustang to Nevada. And I've seen Mustang up there.
Yeah. Where are they located?
They're all over, really, but there are a lot of them at Pyramid Lake and the Paiute tribal lands.
I'd like to go back to your mining family background.
Okay.
Growing up in the area with a lot of, I take it, abandoned mines, and as a child, did that sort of a place that you'd want to go to explore, or was it sort of a place that you didn't want to go to because of the structures probably have weakened over time? Was that part of your growing up experience?
It was with my great-grandma Cora Grace, who lived about an hour and a half from Reno, and we would go see her every 3 to 6 months, and she had a crystal mine, a quartz crystal mine. And my great-grandpa passed when I was 4, but she passed when I was 26. So I got to know her quite well. And all of the rocks and the minerals. And as far as abandoned mines, I never had a desire to go in. I guess there's a part of me knowing that a lot of my ancestors probably died of consumption, which, being in the ore or the coal or the silver mines really was toxic for them.
So not only silver, but other rocks and minerals?
Right.
What would be some of them that they would take out?
There were galena and think it was pyrite and quartz and ore and granite. And of course, gold.
Much gold?
Yeah, there was a fair amount of gold that they found as well, more in the Virginia City range that I read. But I definitely recommend Robert Laxalt's book about Nevada, A History of Nevada, because he was amazing at writing about all that.
But it was silver primarily that was the prime in the area that was to be taken out?
That's my understanding, but I left there when I was 23, and I'm just revisiting some of the history books about it. Yeah.
What is Galena? What does that look like?
Ah, that's a good question.
I don't know. Sorry. You mentioned a bunch of rocks, and that's one that's the one I hadn't heard of.
That's the one that stuck out, yeah.
Yeah. But you mentioned that your grandmother had a quartz mine, is that what you said?
My great-grandma, yeah.
Great-grandma, and that was a working quartz mine in your day, too?
It was for a while, but then she ended up selling it because she said that the hippies kept stealing the crystals.
But what's a quartz mine? What is that like? Like I picture when you say your grandmother had a quartz mine, I guess I just picture a dark hole in the ground and maybe a railroad track coming out of it where you bring the mine cart down and you go in with a pick.
Right.
I don't know.
That's more the silver mining. The quartz crystal mine is actually veins that come out of the earth that leave I just remember even going to other ones, not just my great grandmother's, that were like little areas on the hillside that, you know, somewhat covered a little bit, but you could just kind of dig around and you would find them.
So it was kind of out in the open.
Right.
I mean, you weren't down underground in a cavern with a helmet on and stuff like that.
Right.
The flashlight on the helmet.
Or a cart, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was still in operation when in your time,
right? And the ore carts were definitely something that are part of the family history as well. That ended up getting saved and now in the museum in Yerington, Nevada.
Cool.
Yeah.
Could you describe geographically the area in which you were born and raised?
So Reno is considered a high desert valley. And so Lake Tahoe, the mountains are very similar to here in terms of you look up and there's the ski resort. And then it was probably, I think, at 4,200 feet, if I'm remembering right. So we definitely had four seasons like we have here, but they only had 6 inches of rain a year. So it's definitely it's called high desert, and lots of cottonwood trees, pinyon pine trees, juniper trees, sagebrush everywhere. I love the smell of sagebrush before it rains. It kind of lifts this almost wine-like smell.
Do we have sagebrush here?
We do over more as you're heading into Washington, because Washington and Oregon are part of the upper part of the Great Basin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does Reno get a lot of snow?
It does get a fair amount of snow, definitely. Okay. Yeah, and I don't know if you know, Lake Tahoe has many ski resorts, one of them being Heavenly Valley. And right below Heavenly Valley is where my other great-grandfather came from Germany as a cattle rancher. And he was a well witcher.
So have you traveled much around Nevada?
I have a fair amount. I've done some petrified wood digging up north of Elko.
Okay.
And I had a friend who grew up in Austin, in the middle of the state. I have a few friends down in Las Vegas, and I've never been eastern into Ely on the border of Utah.
Right. So how would you describe the geography from where you were born and raised and the rest of the state?
Well, I would say the rest of the state is really dry, very, very dry.
Okay.
And the reason why they call it the Great Basin is just it's a lot more open range and a lot of sagebrush. And not as many tall mountains, because the Sierra Nevadas are definitely up to 10,000 feet, 11,000 feet.
And Great Basin, I want to say recently, but became a national park.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
And you've been there?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
I haven't either, so that's on my list. What is Nevada like as you move down towards Las Vegas? Is it be, well, obviously, I take it that's the largest population center of the state.
Right. Yeah. The show business.
Show business and, do we dare say, gambling. So what is it as you move down that way? Is it more populated, more populous as you head down in that direction?
Well, you know, I haven't visited there in probably a good 35 years. And I only took the drive one time with a friend who used to go to school down there and asked for my help with my pickup to bring his motorcycle back.
There you go.
And stopped in the ghost towns and hit a bucket of balls, so to speak.
Okay. As a fifth generation Nevadian?
Nevadan.
Nevadan. German background.
English, mostly.
English, German. Okay. Growing up, any particular food, like when you go back home or whatever, like to visit grandma, or you said you visited considerably often, that you knew that you'd get on the table when you sat down. Does any dish come to mind?
I would say that my great-grandma served up a beautiful breakfast with all the different options of eggs and bacon and fruit and granola and cheese and, you know, coffee, definitely potatoes and meat kind of meals, yeah.
To get you back through the day to supper.
Right.
No lunch.
Right.
Wonderful. Now, do you get back often?
Not too often, although I was there this May with my mom to visit grandma, who's 99 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going back, after having been raised there, have you noticed any changes, any differences?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about them?
Well, I would say that I want to defer to a book that just recently came to me through Viggo Mortensen's book, Mayelo. And he visited a medicine man's gravesite in the area where I grew up. And the millennials get to share the level of basically degradation of the land and of humanity and the addiction and the overpopulation where people aren't really taking care of one another.
Yeah.
It's quite sad. It's just people are driving fast and furious and not a lot of kindness in these cities.
This is a question from somebody who's always grown up and lived near water.
Mm-hmm.
How do that many people live in Reno, Nevada, without, I mean, where, with, I think you said six inches of rainfall a year?
Yeah.
How is that possible? Now this is maybe a question for a scientist.
I would think that they're probably, and have been for a long time, dipping into the aquifers underneath the Great Basin. It'd be my guess. I mean, you can ask a hydrogeologist for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no river running through Reno?
There is. The Truckee River runs through the river. Okay. Yeah, from Lake Tahoe, Truckee River, up to Pyramid Lake.
Okay. But that's just from lake to lake. It doesn't flow into or out of the sea, as far as we know.
No.
Yeah.
It terminates at Lake Pyramid Lake. Yeah.
Huh. Let's see. How is the weather overall in Nevada? Do you care for it?
I do. I would say more so in the spring and fall when I visit. I like to go in the spring and fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are summers hot?
Extremely. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry
heat. Oh, of course. It makes the heat more tolerable when it's dry.
Yeah.
And of course, winters. But does the snow that falls in Reno, does that count towards the 6 inches?
You know, that's a good question. I'm thinking it might, but again, that's what I was told when I was a youngster and left at 23.
Yeah.
But they have enough snow in Reno that, you know, comes through and they have to bring out the plows on occasion, but it typically melts during the day.
Ah, okay.
On the roads because the asphalt's hotter, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you said you liked spring and fall.
Yeah.
Can you tell me why you like those seasons, the shoulder seasons?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, my mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother were all gardeners.
Ah.
And so the love of flowers and garden vegetables is something that I adore.
And you still do?
Yes.
And you do it up here in Sandpoint.
Right.
Wonderful. The tradition carries on. So living here in North Idaho, and, you know, we have the mountains, we have water, the lake. Is it similar to your experiences in growing up around Reno?
Yes, because Lake Tahoe is very similar to Lake Pend'Oreille in size and in depth.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it's a deep lake.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
I'm not sure I knew that either. Well, I guess it is it's a mountain lake. You would assume it had, yeah, it'd have some depth. But I didn't know it was, yeah, one of those really deep lakes.
It is, but I don't believe it's as deep as ours in terms of being able to have a naval base here.
Right.
Right. A few lakes do.
Yeah. I just want to say, you're correct. I guess they measure precipitation in inches. That probably is the liquid precipitation, or if it were in liquid, because it does say, yeah, about 7 inches of annual precipitation per year,
okay,
but 20 inches of snowfall per year.
Gotcha.
So, but I imagine it's a different amount. If you, now we need to talk to our resident meteorologist to tell us.
I was a Boy Scout, and we would have to melt snow.
Right. If you melt a foot of snow, it's only,
you know, it's like a half inch of water.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So, you know, I'm just always curious how snow counts into annual rainfall. But it's got to count. But
still, it's obviously very dry, hot in June, July, August. I like visiting the desert, but I don't think I could live there personally.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I have a love of lizards, actually, and and having a chance to really thoroughly dry out at times, really enjoy that. And I do have a love of getting to see the landscape is more open than here with all the trees, so getting to see the animals more from a distance at times, like the wild Mustang. So I really enjoy that part of the high desert.
Jennifer, I'd like to ask you, is there anything that we haven't asked you about Nevada that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I guess the one thing that I could say I appreciate about growing up in Virginia City and Reno area with the gambling and the kind of showbiz lifestyle is that my father plays the upright bass for big bands. And so I got to experience going in the big ballrooms of the casinos and watching him play and seeing the dancers. And then the other gift was my stepfather, who came into my life when I was 12, had been a beat cop downtown Reno in the thick of the casinos. And so his favorite place was the Basque restaurant. So I got introduced to Basque food.
So there's a Basque population there?
A large Basque population, because the sheep herders were the best for the Basque in the Scots. And
same thing with Boise. Boise area has a large Basque population.
Right.
Huh. Interesting.
That is interesting. I was just going to ask, what besides finding riches in the ground, what type of people is drawn to Nevada? And I guess
I would say pioneers, adventurers, people that really like to recreate in the mountains of Lake Tahoe, as well as like show business and My stepfather also was a Rotarian, so I grew up with exchange students. Mm-hmm. And so I knew a lot of people from all over the world.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know if you're avoiding the subject or we just didn't come to it, but the city of Las Vegas,
uh-huh.
Okay, it's, yes, it's a major entertainment capital, and you spent time there.
Just...
In the ballrooms, casino floor.
In Reno ballrooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Reno is 8 hours north of Vegas. Okay. Yeah.
So do you make it down to Vegas? I mean, you have friends there now.
I have a couple of friends down there and have flown in and visited the Valley of Fire, which is an amazing national park.
Okay.
And I have a love of, seeing that people all over the world are drawn to Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you, when you go to Las Vegas as a Nevadan, do you go and do the touristy thing? Do you go do the strip and see the fountain and, I don't know, the roller coasters
well,
and all that stuff?
No, I only did that one time to go pick up my friend's motorcycle in my pickup truck. And I was 20 and I did not go into the casinos. I went into the casinos in Reno as a young person. And at that time, they didn't card you. And so I was able to enjoy, you know, a couple... slots with nickels and
it was coins.
Yeah.
Now you just push a button.
Right.
Uh-huh. You could train your dog to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I worked in a casino and graveyard shift when I was in college at University of Nevada, Reno.
I'm intimidated by casinos. I don't know about you, Jim. When I walk into a casino and see everybody else seems to know what they're doing. And
and everybody else seems to be winning.
And so, yes, exactly. And every time I've been in a casino, I've felt very out of place. Like I stick out like a sore thumb, like somebody's going to come and tap me on the shoulder and say, you're doing this wrong. You know, that's my machine. Or, you know, hey, we're trying to play cards here, buddy. Get out of the way. So
no, I wasn't drawn to it myself. I saw too many old people wasting their lives away sitting in front of these slot machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now we have one of those in our pocket, so we can just do it that way. We don't even have to go to Vegas.
I'd like to go back to the whole state of Nevada. One of the things I remember as a child looking at a map of Nevada, how much of it is owned by the government?
A large portion.
A chunk.
Nevada test site and the Air Force Base and the, it's
incredible. Staggering.
Yeah.
It's more than you would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked, I have driven across the state, and I was thinking back of when you mentioned Basque in the Reno area. I'm looking at a map, and Boise, which is a Basque center as well, it's sort of close geographically, that there's probably a relationship between the Basque in one part and another, how they, as shepherds, they migrated one way or the other. I do not know, but I like Nevada. It just sits there, and it's sort of like, here I am, and coming to visit us. Jennifer, anything in conclusion, we're winding down our conversation, anything that you want to say about Nevada and leave our listeners with?
I would say if they felt drawn to go see Pyramid Lake and the wild pelicans.
Ooh,
and,
ooh.
White pelicans. It's a refuge there.
And do they winter there?
I believe they come in spring and nest and raise their young in the summer and leave in the early fall. And
I guess that's quite a spectacle to see that.
Yeah, and anything in the Tahoe region is beautiful. Yosemite is near there. I think any small town that serves Basque food, go in.
Wonderful. Jennifer Ball, thank you so much for being Nevada's representative on Know Your States, Know Your Community.